Right, the last few weeks, because of the Yomim Tovim, I spent time on Vertluch. I'd like tonight to talk about Halacha. If you're learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, you have to know when Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanah. And I'd like basically to give the klolim of the Isser Hanah of Avodah Zarah, when it's mutter to whatever it is, to use the basketball court that belongs, or parking lot that belongs to a church, which things are mutter, which things are aser. And there are klolim spread out for the most part over the next 10 blot or so. And those klolim are the klolim that I'd like to share with you, basically to know when the surim apply. As far as the surim hanah, there are very few surim hanah that apply bizman hazeh. There's chametz on Pesach, and orla, for those who have orla trees, and basically avodah zarah, that's asa b'hanah. So I'd like what? Asa b'hanah. I'm saying, chefter the surah, that's it. Yeah.
What about
that's at the end of avodah zarah. Okay. So, if you're lucky, I mean, if you bump into bas v'chol d'oraisa, then yeah, I guess so. The rule min ha-Torah is that there are four categories that are asa b'hanah. If it doesn't fit into one of those four categories, it's mutter. Now let me go through them quickly, and then I'll go through each one. One is the guf avodah zarah. Now avodah zarah itself that they bow to, or that they offer, whatever crackers and wine, whatever it is they offer. Something that they offer a sacrifice to, the guf avodah zarah is of course asa b'hanah. Then noy avodah zarah, something that's made to decorate an avodah zarah, is also considered to be asa b'hanah. The Mishnah Berurah brings an example of noy avodah zarah when they light candles in front of the avodah zarah, bizman hazeh, when they light lights, Xmas lights or something, in a place where there's an avodah zarah, which we'll talk about. Those things are also asa b'hanah, noy avodah zarah. And then there are mishamshei avodah zarah. Mishamshei avodah zarah, the Gemara gives examples, let's say a brush or a shmata that they used to clean off the face of the avodah zarah, or they used to sweep in front of the avodah zarah, is mishamshei avodah zarah. The Bi'ur Halacha holds, Mishnah Berurah holds, that a building that houses the guf avodah zarah is also mishamshei avodah zarah. The building itself is also asa b'hanah. That doesn't mean the building that houses the social hall, but it means the building that houses the sanctuary, the place where the avodah zarah is kept. That's called mishamshei avodah zarah. The guf avodah zarah, something they bow to. It's Salem that they bow to is guf avodah zarah. They pray to is a guf avodah zarah. So again, guf avodah zarah, noy avodah zarah, and mishamshei avodah zarah, and takruvais avodah zarah. Takruvais is something they offer as a sacrifice to the avodah zarah, whether they pour the wine in front of it, or they whatever it is that they offer in the end of lahavdol of a carbon. That's called takruvais avodah. Something they offer up to avodah zarah. The whole shaila about the Indian hair shekels had to do with takruvis avodah zarah. It's something that's offered to the avodah zarah. The question is, what are they doing? What do they mean? But the shaila was a shaila of takruvis. They take this hair and they offer it to the avodah zarah. They burn it to the avodah zarah. Now, why the avodah zarah cares, cares for it? That's part of their religion that they hold that may mean something.
Why don't they come that way? When it's in their warehouse and it's prepared?
Oh, so that's a good question, and so I'll talk about it in a minute. Just preparing it doesn't make it avodah zarah. The bottom of this omid says, Ein hegdish l'avodah zarah. Just preparing things for avodah zarah, hasmana, is nothing. Ein hegdish l'avodah zarah, we'll get later in the perek into more pratim. Basically, if you just say this, I'm going to offer as a sacrifice to avodah zarah, it doesn't become asa l'hegdish. It doesn't become something that it's asa b'hanah. Now, the most important nekuda I want to point out is that if it doesn't fit into one of these four categories, it's mutter. There's no isser hanah. An example would be on Avenue O. For many years, there was a basketball court across the street from the church. It belonged to the church. And people used to talk about whether you were allowed to play basketball there. Now, whether you want your children playing in the church's basketball court, I'm talking about halacha, the basketball court is not osa b'hanah, because it's not the guf avayda zara, it's not a noy ter avayda zara, it's not takruvis ter avayda zara, and it's not mishamshi avayda zara. If it's not one of these four things, then it's not osa b'hanah. If it doesn't fit into one of these four categories, it's not osa. Now, someone asked, we have on the Amid we learned today, about a gina, about a garden that's in front of an avayda zara. It brings that actually from a Mishnah later. And it seems that if it's shloi b'toiv, if you're not paying for it, that the gina is mutter. But the Gemara later says, it's talking about a gina, a garden that's not in front of the avayda zara. If in front of the church they have a nice garden, so that is osa b'hanah, that's noy avayda zara, it's something made to... so to speak, decorate the avayda zara, and therefore it's something that's awesome.
What about a parking lot?
The parking lot is not likely a noy of the avayda zara. The parking lot is not pretty; it doesn't look nice. It's mishamish to people. It's not mishamish to guf avayda zara. So I don't think it's a problem. You're going to take what? No. So there has to be shalai b'tayva. If you're paying for it. If you're paying for it, the money goes to avayda zara. It's an issue. There are questions about today what the money goes for. So again, the first point I want is you should just know that if it doesn't fit into one of these four categories, it's not isurei hanah. Yeah. The garden it beautifies. Well, beautifies the building, which is the building of the avayda zara, and that's what's also considered aser. It beautifies the beautifying of the avayda zara. The Gemara says that later on this Mishnah. The Gemara brings the Mishnah later. It says you're not allowed to use the gina shal avayda zara b'taiva if you're paying for it or if it's a covet for it. But the avayda zara, I think. All right, so something we'll have to see when we get to the afternoon aleph. If I understand. Even if the avayda zara is in the bayis, and the gina is decorating the... My understanding is that's also considered to be beautifying the avayda zara. Like the light.
The chair.
So the thing is that if this is the cloud that I want you to know, you learn this as avayda zara, you should know if it doesn't fit into one of these four, then it's not osa b'hanah. Yeah, we'll talk about that. I'm not talking now about giving them business. We'll get to that, but this is the nekuda that's important. Now, something that reminds a person of an avayda zara is not osa b'hanah. Something like the tzelem on the stamps that Ramesha mentions here, something that reminds a person of an avayda zara or a cross on a necklace, assuming they don't actually pray to it or bow to it. In the uncensored versions of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings that as an example. Shesi ve'eriv, that they wear the necklace. It's not also about no, because it's not something that they pray to. It reminds them of the avayda zara. It's not any one of the four categories that we're talking about, and therefore it's not something
itself.
That's also what?
One in the church itself is just a reminder of what
so I'm not a bucky in Christian theology, but my understanding is that the Salem in the church, they do bow to. They do kiss it and bow it, and Sheikahs also.
In India, there's the main Buddha, and then at home they have it.
If you want to give me a lesson in Buddhism, then you can tell me. But if they pray to it, if they're menashik it, then that's considered. No, if it's part of the avayda, part of what they think will cause God to answer them. You know, it doesn't have to be the God. It represents it. Now, what? I'm not doing selling to church. I'm talking now about having enough from it. Whether you're allowed to do business with the church, so we'll yet get to it. Matter of fact, the tshuva before the one I gave out, the previous tshuva, is really you say this truth the ketshuva and nigra smash about doing business with a church. So we'll get to it. Let's do it a Gemara later. But this walking in front of a church is mutter. There's a minhag to be machrik dalet ames. What? What about this idol in front? So we have here, one of the heterim the Gemara mentions is Hu Babi Gvuli, Vanilai Babi Gvula. One of the heterim is if you have a sidewalk, it belongs to the rabbin. The church didn't buy the sidewalk. They bought the property and they built the property there. So the Mishnah has this heter, if it's Babi Gvuli, that it's mutter. The Magen Avraham brings it. If you have a church, you're not supposed to make it into a shul. When people do it, they do it. But if it was a shul and they made it into a church, and then the Yad Yisrael was tekifa, it's mutter, because of this yisoid of this Mishnah, that's who babi gvuli, vanilai babi gvula. In other words, I already had a heter. And now they put a church, they said, well, I shouldn't walk in front of it. If they would have bought the sidewalk, it would be different. They don't own the sidewalk. So they can't answer on me, my sidewalk.
What if the church fixed the sidewalk in front of the building to make a nice, smooth walkway?
It's okay. It's their responsibility to fix it. I don't think that's not going to make it us. I don't think it's going to make it us. Now, I don't think so let me tell you. The Bir Halacha says the following, to answer your question. The Bir Halacha in Kuf Nun Dalet makes a chilek between a house of prayer that does not have an Avodah Zarah in it. Even if they have Avodah Zarah, they come together and they pray there. So Mishmur says that's not Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. That's not something that's also certainly for a Hedyot. It's not Aser. But, he says, if the Machnis and Avodah Zarah there, then the building or the room is a Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. If they don't bring an Avodah Zarah into it, then it's not. That's the Nakuda. Now, people who go on tours of Italy or other such places that people go to for reasons that are beyond me, they go on tours of churches. Going into a church is a rare opportunity to be over in Isuria no deraisa, because how often do you have an opportunity to be over in Isuria no deraisa? Having benefit from a church is aser. Rabbi Avad Yosef has a tshuva in Yechavadas Chelik Dalid. It is really not much of a chiddush in it. It's a very short tshuva. But the language he brings from the Chidah about people that go into a church, Hanichnis lebeis avodah zarah, hariyu bekanfei asitra achra shel hatuma. Umetamen oisei ma'at ma'at, v'lo yeida ki benafshei hadavar. So as people who go and visit churches, it has an effect on them, but slowly, slowly, they don't realize it. It has effect on their ruchnius. He brings from Rav Chaim Falaji, Dava bar b'talmid u'b'paiskim she'issa chamru li'kones v'beis tiflasam. Then he brings other paiskim k'darka shel b'vad Yosef. He brings many marmakaimis b'sikum ha'dava bar she'osser b'hechlet l'vaka b'knesiyah shel na'itzrim. Va'al madrichei tiyoros on tour providers who provide tours, lishamer lizar ma'ed labal yichshelu v'leyachshelu Yehudim amavakim biYisrael ayvilam k'nisiyos hanoitzrim. He says to go into a church. It's the church is dinam mishamshi avodah zarah, and we'll have later in the Gemara in this parak that even though mechuber can't become aser, haharim alahayim v'loy. But a building that was made from bricks that are not mechuber may ikram does become asa b'hana. No. Is there what? Is this a deraisa? Why do they make a cherem kadmainim? I don't know. The what? If it is a hana, then it's also the Gemara in Pesachim declares if mara itself, just looking at something, is called hana. If there's this or that, come mara v'reyach. The Gemara Pesachim says that it's mutter because it's like come mara v'reyach. It says I think Rabbi Yechim, I forgot who it was, he used to give shir in the. In the heichel of the in the shade of the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says also about no, I'll have the honor to compare it. But so I think the Gemara there says it's like kol marav areyach. The Gemara says kol marav areyach are not also. We don't really paskin that all three are not also. At least one of the three is us. But anyway, what
elections are coming up? Can you go in the
the not sanctuary, the other parts of the building are mutabana. Yeah, if you can figure out who to vote for, you can do it.
The garden outside would be also, but
the rooms are not, they don't decorate the sanctuary. If they have a voting booth in the back, it's not a decoration to the sanctuary. The garden is a decoration. The lights, if they have Xmas lights on a house, you could have enough of the lights. It's just a reminder. If they have Xmas lights on a sanctuary, that's awesome. The garden beautifies the what? But it's not babik vuli. It does not asring. The din of babik vuli is there was a merchitz, and right in the mission, someone put an avodah zarah in the merchitz. You can't ask about merchitz. I have a merchitz. You're putting in a church after you put. Now the poskim do say that bittul we had in the past that you could be mevatel in avodah zarah. So the Mishnah Berurah, all this is in one sif, a kufnun dalet sif yod aleph. Mishnah Berurah says it's a Ramah, that if goyim light candles in front of their avodah zara, and then at the end of the day they blow out the candles, that's called a bittul, being mevatel. Now mevatel the avodah zara, the mevatel the noy avodah zara by blowing out the candles, the mevatel the noy, and those candles are then mutal lehedyet. So it's the same thing about a building which they brought in the avodah zara, and it was a church, and they take out the avodah zara. It's a bittul of the mishamshe avodah zara. Till now it was mishamish the avodah zara. Now it's not mishamish the avodah zara. So bittul works for the guf avodah zara, for noy avodah zara, and for mishamshe avodah zara. For takruvis, rather, it doesn't work. Because once it's takruvis. The Indian hesheitels, the bittul won't help if it's something that's also bahanah. Now, yeah, a lot of Catholic hospitals have tzelevs in all the rooms, and I remember when Scranton Yeshiva bought its current building in the late 70s, it had been a Catholic hospital, and when they took the tzelevs off the wall from all the years, the paint job, was bright where the tzelem was, and everywhere else it was. And a friend of mine said he's sleeping in a room with a still has a decoration of a tzelem on it. But all right. I don't know. I don't know that the tzelem is made. You see, the same thing. If you have a hospital room and you bring in a tzelem, it's like this mishnah. You have a merchitz and you bring in an avodah zara. It doesn't answer it. It's babik vuli. It wasn't the hospital room wasn't made for the avodah zara. Avodah zara is brought into the hospital. By what? So you have to know, the Ramesh has a het if you renovate. If you break down the walls and you renovate, Ramesh has a tshuva that's called breaking the avodah zara and to make a church into a place that's mutter. But otherwise, he's against it. Anyway, this is the klal, and it's Hashem over the blot to come. We're going to have applications of the klal and examples of the klal. Try to remember the four types of things that are also bahanah. We'll give you a fahar next week, and it's Hashem when you come. What?